only a bit so that it could be bread.
Good evening. Chag Sameach, Pesach Sameach. I hope you're all well. I hope you had a beautiful multiple seders and enjoyed the process as well, and have all left Egypt behind. Please join me in the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Yamin. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagveinu Taharenu No Kufre Shayin Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyechud Cha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet and the hay. Barchem tacharem rachamei sidkatcha tamid gamleim. That tetresh, tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh b'rov tuvcha na'el adatach. Chet kuf bet, tet nun ayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. And the last verse, which is said in a whisper, which we refer to as silently. Does anybody have any questions before we start reading from the Zohar tonight? Tonight, the portion of the week is coming from the portion of Ki Tisah, which we read also a few weeks ago. So I've kind of decided to read from the portion of Pekudei, which is after the portion of Ki Tisah. And basically, what's unique about the Zohar and Pekudei is it describes the negative system as well as the positive system. And I'm not going to read anything from the negative system or about it, but I thought I'd just give you a taste of some interesting aspects of the Zohar. I'm reading from the portion of Pitu Day, as I said, section 27, the names of Membet, which is 42, and Ayinbet, 72. And it's verse 262 from the portion of Pitu Day. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadena kunanei aleinu ma'aseh yadena kunanehu. Petach Rabbi Yehuda avatrei v'yamar sod Hashem li'reav uvrito lechodisham chai kiracha ukmuha aval sod Hashem L're'av ha'huraza ila'a de'kaima Bignizu la'kaima Ela re'av di'nun dachalin L'kudsha barichu tadir V'inun itchazan Itchazun le'inun razin ila'in Umechave inun razin ila in big nizu uvistimu kadka yeot begin di inun razin ila in aval uvrito lehodiam raza dihu kaima bivrit kayama lehodiam begin dihu Atar de kaima legala alaminda. Rabbi Yehuda then opened the discussion with the verse. The counsel, the secret of Hashem, is with them that fear him, and his covenant to make them know it. It's a verse from Tehillim, chapter 25. It means that this sublime secret is stored and available only for them that fear him, who fear the Holy One, blessed be he, always. They are worthy of these sublime secrets to keep them, which are hidden and concealed, being supernal mysteries. But the secret of, and his covenant to make them know it, is that it refers to the Holy Covenant, to make them know it, as this place may be revealed and known. Who are those who fear Hashem? The word in Hebrew is Yirah, and Yirah has a double aspect that doesn't translate well to the word fear in English. There's a lower level called fear, and a higher level called awe. And they're, in Hebrew, the same word applies to them. And what are the secrets of Hashem? They're concealed except to those who have awe, who appreciate the study, appreciate the reality that these secrets allow them to do, to utilize. Verse 263. Tu sod Hashem lireav dinun razin dekaiman didchilu v'inun dechale Hata'a dechalin behu Binun razin ilain Aval uvrito lechodiam Leminda ulparsha Milin begin de inun Milin de kaiman de lefarsha. There is another explanation of the secret of Hashem is with them that fear him. These secrets have the aspect of fear. They who fear sin are afraid of these sublime mysteries and do not study them. But, and his covenant to make them know it, means they may know and understand the things that will explain the secrets. And from this verse, we get the full understanding that the secrets are dealing with the negative side. And those who truly fear sin will not study the negative side. But in order to truly grow, our consciousness must include the understanding of the negative side in order to transform it into goodness. And it is meant to be good. It has only been corrupted by its connection to physicality. Verse 264. Tachate bi'arba'in ut reinat van itkelif alma ve'itkayam ve'kuhus atara dishma kadisha kad mitzarfin salkin bi'atvo le'ela ve'nachtin le'tata mitatran itrin bi'arba Sitre alma, yakil itkema. Come and see the world. Malchut has been engraved with and exists by 42 letters, covering the lights and withholding them as engraving, revealing them as existing, namely Mochin that sustains that grade. They are all a crown for the holy name, for the name of 42 is the secret of the first three Sefirot, Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina, that are made a crown to Malchut, called name. When they are united, the 42 letters, to give plenty, they go up with its letters to Bina, where they were first revealed, and go down to Zeranpin, and make themselves in it, into crowns to the four directions, which are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, up to the chest, the secret of the three columns, and Malchut, which receives them. Thus it may exist. Namely, to receive these Mochin from Bina that exists through them. It's an esoteric verse that is describing how light and fulfillment, beauty, anything that is goodness, how does that get into the physical world? The physical world has no light of its own. The physical world is Malchut. It's manifestation, but there's a spiritual agreement, spiritual law that says Malchut will have no light of its own. It will have no fulfillment. It cannot have fulfillment unless the vessel, which is truly all of Malchut, are aspects of the vessel, unless the vessel has earned the light. And the only way to do that is to transform oneself. And what this verse is describing is the world was created with these 42 letters, the first 42 letters of the Torah, starting with the word, six letters of Bereshit. And those letters are concealed. They are not the same letters that we say in the 42-letter name of God called the Anabakoa. But each of those 42 letters can be transformed into, be revealed as, the 42-letter name of God. And it is through the revelation of what is concealed that the letters rise to Bina, which is their source, and then return back into Zeranpin and become the source for the revelation of light in the physical world. That's essentially what we just read. Verse 265. Ulvatar nafku atvan uvaru alma leila vitata bialma di yehuda uva alma de feruda de itkirun hare vater ture de firuda de mishtakyan kad sitra de darom shari lekarva Bechade uvdein mayat nagdin uvche elada di ela nagid kolahu bechedu. Then these letters depart from the name of 42 within Zerantin and create the world, Malchut, above and below, the world of unity and the world of division. They are then called mountains of separation, which is a phrase that comes from Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, Chapter 2. These mountains of separation are watered when the south, the right side, approaches the left side, and water flows, drawn by the power of above in Zerunpin. Then all is in rejoicing. The physical world was produced, created from Zerunpin, from the 42-letter name. And there were two physical worlds produced, or two Malchuts produced. One Malchut is from the right side, from the sharing side, from the good side, and one from the left side, the negative side. And what is the relationship between them? They must be unified. One appears as a world of separation. We live in that world. One is a world of unity. And that is the Malchut that we refer to as the Shekhinah, who is now fallen and is lying in the dust. These are all metaphors that we utilize to understand the spiritual system in a physical sense. But it is never meant to be understood in the physical sense. Verse 266. Kad machashava Salik biru dechedva, mit mira dekol temirin, mate venagid migaive chad, zihara mit karvin, da bedaveha ukboha. And when thought, the secret of Chochmah, mounts with willing joy from the most covered Keter, one light flows from it, which is Bina, and they approach each other, Chochmah and Bina. And this has already been explained. The coupling of Chochmah and Bina produces Zerunpin and Malchut, and it is true on both the pure side, or the pure system, and the impure system. The same source, which is where we get the true understanding of negativity, of pain and suffering, as coming from the impure system whose goal, whose purpose of existence is to give us free choice in order to receive the beneficence of Hashem, having earned it by choosing good over evil. Verse 267. Ve'inun arba'in utrein atvan, inun raza ila'a uvinun itbere alma, ila'a vi'alma tata'a, ve'inun kiyuma v'raza, Dekol almin vialdi hu Raza di Almin Kitiv Sod Hashem Lirei Avrito Lechodiam Garaza di Atvan Galifin Begilafo Beit Galia. These 42 letters are a high mystery, with which were created the upper world, Zeranpin, and the lower world, Malchut. They establish and contain the mystery of all the worlds, and for their being their secret, it is written, the secret of Hashem is with them that fear him. This is a secret of the engraved letters in the name of 42, which is in revealed in its engravings. Earlier we read that the concept of engraving is concealment in order to reveal, a very deep concept that we don't have time to go into tonight. But it was mentioned earlier in this reading. Verse 268. Keti v'natata el choshen ha-mishpat et ha-urim ve-et ha-tumim v'ha-upuha et ha-urim de-nacharin raza de-aspak laria de-nachara v'dayihu gelifu de-advan di-shma kadisha de-raza di-arbein utrein Divhu it perun almin, vachavo meshukain, beve et hatumim, razadi nun atvan, diklilan biatar, diaspaklaria, dila naharavihi, id naharabe ayin bet atvan, galifin di nun raza, Dishma Kadisha Vikuhu Ikrun Urin Vitumim. It is written, and you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Tumim. Shemot chapter 28. It was explained that the meaning of Urim, English the sources, the word means lights, is that they illuminate in the secret of the shining mirror, namely Zeranpin, and this is the engravings of the letters of the Holy Name in the secret of 42, with which the worlds were created. The letters were sunken into it. The Tumim refers to the secret of the letters contained in the mirror, which does not shine, which is Malchut, shining with the 72 engraved letters in the secret of the Holy Name. The name of 72 is the secret of revealing the light of Chokhmah that is within Malchut. Together they are called Urim and Tumim. You have just heard a description of a computer. Didn't sound like a description of a computer, but it was essentially saying that the two names, the 72 names of God and the 42 letter name, one which is manifesting Zeranpin and Malchut, and the other, the 72 names, manifesting Malchut, and the 42 become 72, which is another section of the Zohar. And all of this is described and utilized by the children of Israel as part of the garments worn by the high priest, the Kohen Gadol. And they would ask a question, and lights would light up in these two names, in these two items that were part of the dress code of the Kohen Gadol. And from which letters lit up? The Kohenim would intuitively determine the answer to the question that was asked. It could not be a question for an individual, but only for the nation. Verse 269. Naharin atva naharanin digli fudinun shemahandishvatin v'naharin o itashkan v'kola v'hahu razadi inun advan dishmahan kadishin kid kamran v'inun advan dishmahan kadishin inun atvyan Al-Razadi Oraita V'kuhu Al-Min Itberun V'Razadi Ilain Atvan Ilain Shemahan Havo Gnizin Meshukain Taman Ushmahan Dishvatin Havo Baltin Atvan Dilchon Le'ela V'al Dakola Me razadi inun atvan v'kola okimna. Come and see, when the letters of the name of 42 are sunken into the breastplate of judgment, by that power of the sunken letters, other letters of the tribe shine, now illuminating, now darkening, according to the secret of the letters of the holy names we mentioned, the name of 42. These letters of the holy names of 42 embrace the secret of the Torah. They are revealed within Zeranpin, called Torah, and all the worlds were created in the secret of these letters. These names of 42 were hidden and sunken in the breastplate, and the letters of the names of the tribes stood out above. Hence everything springs from the secret of these letters. We have already explained everything. It seems a little confusing, but simply stated, on the breastplate were engraved 72 letters, and also the names of the tribes were placed over those engraved letters. And when a question was asked, the 72 letters would light up. Some of those letters would go dark, some of those letters would go light, and it would be reflected in the names of the tribes and the other letters that were put on the breastplate in the visible areas. And this is how the answers came, always from the source being the 72 letter name or the 42 letter name. Verse 270. Veha itmar beraza di advan deoraita bet deoraita sharat ba veha uknu ha bet beravadai vechela ila abit kifu diraza di inun. Advan bet nukva alef dekura kema debet para hakina me alef apik advan kalala de esrin utrain advan. We learned in relation to the secret of the letters in the Torah that the letter bet starts the Torah, the bet of Bereshit. It has been explained that it created with the supernal power, using the strength of the mystery of the 42 letters, meaning the name of 42, that is female, namely Malchut, and Aleph is male, namely Zeranpin. As Bet created, so did Aleph, issue all the 22 letters. The secret of the particle, Bet, Aleph to Tav, including all the letters from Aleph to Tav. includes all of the 22 letters. And it's creating the level of letters of Malchut. And above that is the article Et, which occurs twice in that first verse. The verse is Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. The word Et, we are taught in the Zohar, always refers to the Shechina, to Malchut. And the Et has its own set of letters, the letters of Malchut. And the Bet has created the 22 Hebrew letters of Zeranpin. And is there a difference? Yes and no. There is a difference. There's a difference in size. There's a difference in consciousness. But to us, it also appears as that they are the same, except for the physicality of their size. Verse 271. Hashem zivuga tada b'shamayim lemechav lechayim ulatkena la situka tuka deit chazela veraza adabereshit vegomer ad hasamayim ve'et haaretz ve'et kalala de'esrinu drain atvanu mitzan ara v'yara kalil lon legava Kimadiatamer Kohanchalim Holkim El Hayam Behainu Razade the Etarets Dekanish Lakola Begaval the Kabilat Lon Haaret not Lat Vav the Kabilat Laviatzana. The letter He of the Hebrew word Hashemayim, meaning the heaven, indicates uniting with the heaven, namely the influence of Bina upon the heaven, upon Zeranpin, to give it life and inspire it with Mochin. Mochin is the Hebrew word for brains, but it really refers to the upper three spherot. It is upon the letter Vav of and, the earth, which is Zeranpin, to nourish Malchut, called earth, and supply it with what it needs. This is the secret of, in the beginning, the heaven and the earth, which is the Et Haaretz. Vav adjoins the particle Et. Though it should have adjoined the earth. This indicates the set of 22 letters issued by Vav, for Et includes the 22 letters from Aleph to Tav, from which the earth, Malchut, is sustained. The earth then embraces them into itself, according to the verse, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full, a verse from Kohelet, chapter 1. Meaning that all the channels of plenty of Zeranpin flow into Malchut called sea. This is the secret of, in the Hebrew, and the earth, Ve'et, as Malchut gathers all upon into her and receives them. The earth took the letter Vav and nourished upon it. It's describing this creation of the 22 letters of Zeranpin and the 22 letters of Malchut, and how Zeranpin fulfills Malchut, and even so, Malchut is never fulfilled, because there's always more that can be fed to Malchut, fulfilled by within Malchut. The desire will constantly grow based on the fulfillment why the Talmud says that a person dies with his desires only half fulfilled. Another subject that takes a long discussion. Verse 272. Sitra at ar darga achara ila'a v'kai ma'ale v'mecheve kiyuma dekola v'razada v'yakem Moshe et ha-mishkan kiyuma dile hava v'inu natvan de'it deriyu v'hu shemaya v'yara. This is the mystery. Why the tabernacle was directed only by Moses. Since from that side of Moses, Zerantin, another high-grade Bina, bestirred itself to establish the tabernacle, Malchut, so there will be sustenance for all. This is the secret of, and Moses erected the tabernacle. Shemot chapter 40. Erecting it by these letters with which heaven and earth were created, referring to the name of 42. Moses erected the tabernacle 7 days as serving as Kohen Gadol, high priest. It was only on the 8th day that he invested Aaron, his brother, as Kohen Gadol, and his sons, Aaron's sons, as priests serving Hashem and doing the work of the sacrifices for the children of Israel and many other tasks inherent in the concept of Kohen, of priest. And the question that's being asked by this verse and answered to some degree: why is Moses the only one who participated in that first week? Verse 273. Betzael begin de chava, yada betzael gilufa, diatvan diit beriu, behu shemaya, viara veila de chava, yada lehu betzael, la hava yakil le mebad, inun inun avidan. Demashkena matama elakema demashkena ila ala hava vela itkinu kolovado ela behahu razadinu natvan ufaka mishkena diltata la hava vela itakan Ela berazin deinu natvan. So Bezalel carried out all the work of the tabernacle using the secret of the engraved letters with which heaven and earth were created, namely the name 42. He was therefore called Bezalel, since he knew the engraving of these letters with which heaven and earth were created. Unless he knew them, he could not have done the work in the tabernacle. The sense thereon is that as the upper tabernacle was built and all its actions done, only by the secret of these letters of the name of 42, so here in the tabernacle below, nothing was built save by the secrets of these same letters. One, the upper aspect was built by the letters of Zerampin, and the lower aspect was built by the letters of Malchut. Verse 274. Bezael hava mitzaref inun natvan Uvraza dekol tzerufa, v'tzerufa hava aved, umanuta, v'kol avida, v'avida demashkina, v'kol tzerufa hava aved, hadumanu, v'kol ma deitchaze, le'v'kem v'kol avidan, Dimishkina v'kol inun shafin v'tikunin U'mashkina kola hava v'tzerufa Yatvan dishma kedusha kadisha. That fellow was combining the letters of the name 42 and did the various works with different combinations thereof. He used each combination to do one task and all that pertains to it. And so with all the works in the tabernacle, together with its parts and amendments, he used combinations of the letters of the holy name 42. Verse 275 in the last verse of this section 27. V'kad ata le'akama le'la hava yakil. Lemekam le memtet, begin diruta de salik ali nun advan, lait mesar ela le moshe, bilchodo ve ihu, havayadahahu reuta, de salik le inun advan, vialda aitkam mishkena al yade, Dikti v'yakem Moshe v'yiten Moshe v'yasem Moshe u'tzalel lahava yada v'lahava yakil mekam le. When he started to erect the tabernacle, he could not set it up. Why? Because the will and meditation regarding coming from these letters of the name 42 was given to no one but Moses, who knew the wish concerning these letters. And therefore the tabernacle was erected by him, as it is written, and Moses erected and put and set. Shemot chapter 40. But Bezalel did not know, and therefore could not build it, could not erect it. All of the parts and all of the pieces and all of the components were made by Bezalel and Bezalel alone, because he was able to utilize the letters. But the combinations of letters that were used to bring those parts together into unity and erect the tabernacle, this secret was only given to Moshe. And that is still true today. There are secrets in combining certain letters that is only given to one Mekubal, one Kabbalist in the whole world. And when that Kabbalist passes, changes frames, that secret is given to the next Mekubal. We hear stories of this in the writings and stories told about the Baal Shem Tov, and it is still true today, because if all of these secrets were lost, as some are lost over time, it's not that they were not made available to people, but there have been Mekubalim who had these secrets, who did not train their students to be able to handle the secrets. They will be rediscovered. They will be re-revealed. Nothing is ever permanently lost, only in the frame of the physical world. We have about run out of time. I would like to mention that there are on our website, www.yeshem.com, Y-E-S-H-S-H-E-M.com, a and then to go / OMER, Omer, .htm. By typing in that address, you will get to a page that gives you Kavanah for each day of the Omer. I hope you utilize it. I hope you find it beneficial. And I'd appreciate your input about it. I hope you have a happy continuation of the Passover, including the seventh day, which includes the ritual connected to the splitting of the sea, the separation of the waters. It appears on the surface reading of the story that it is God who parted the sea. But the truth is, it is Moses, using the 72 names of God, who parts the sea. Participate. Learn that ritual. Participate in that ritual. It's very powerful. Does anybody have any questions before we sign off? Shabbat Shalom. Listen for us. Join us. Call into this cell phone call next Wednesday and Thursday, both at 10 p.m. There will not be a class on Tuesday, as it is the eighth day of the holiday. Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, and Kol Tuv.